This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dion Foster, theologian and the university research chair at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. I'm looking at some photos here this morning, some buildings around the university, beautiful autumn skies there in the Netherlands. Good morning, Dion. Goodness gracious me. I think every day you feel like you're living on a screensaver picture. Good morning.
I must say, Brad, one of the wonderful things about having seasons, actual defined seasons, is that each of them has their own unique beauty. And autumn certainly has. I remember last year this time also cycling to work and seeing these beautiful misty mornings, you know. So it is stunning. And then, of course, all the jet trails as the flights are going from Schiphol to all over the world. So it's really beautiful.
I just want to say that I'm quite taken by this bit of architecture of what you've shared. It's got all of these very narrow, little elongated rectangular windows in it. I've actually gone and done myself a favor and tried to see more of the building online while that song was playing. What building is that?
So that building is affectionately known as De Rode Peper, mm-hmm. the Red Potato, but it's one of the newer buildings on our campus. So we have a campus which is spread out over a number of city blocks, and some of the buildings are older and some are more modern and new, and that one's one of the newer ones. Yeah, it's a beautiful building. The one next to it is actually even more beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I even did myself a favor and went to go and find out what it looks like inside. You had me so inquisitive here. I love exploring new things. But before we get lost there, moving from new things to, I guess, people who have been around a long time ago, but you'd really struggle to not have heard about Mother Teresa as one person. And then, of course, for those of us who watched Schindler's List back in the 90s would have remembered a whole movie created around the life and work of Oskar Schindler, two real giants in the area of making a difference in the world.
Brad, so, I read this daily devotional. I've mentioned this a number of times before, called Common Prayer, a Liturgy for Ordinary Radicals. And it has a morning prayer, a midday prayer, and an evening prayer. And often in the morning prayers, what they do is they try and, share examples of Christians who really have, through their lives, sometimes even complicated people like Mother Teresa. I'll say something more about that, who through their lives have really made a difference. And it offers some inspiration for the day together with a scripture verse. Now, Tuesday was the sort of day remembering Mother Teresa, and today is the day on which they remember Oskar Schindler. So often it's either their birth date or the day on which they passed away, on which a person gets remembered. Now, The scripture reading for Tuesday, which was when I sent you a message, it was Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Now, listen to this. This is Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount sort of laying out what kingdom living, Christian living looks like. And one of the things that he says there is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Now, Brad, I'm not sure how many of us these days actually have really, really ever been so hungry or thirsty, the kind of extreme hunger and thirst that the Greek of this particular verse tries to communicate. So certainly the hearers of Jesus, he would have been speaking Aramaic, would have really understood something of this, because they lived in a time where food was not easily accessible and neither was clean water. So there were times certainly where people, even, what we might consider to be middle class people, would have to go some days without fresh food, without access to that, because something had become contaminated or there just wasn't anything to eat. And the same with water as well. Now, I remember many, 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 many years ago when I was a young man, I had to do military service, national service, like many young men did. And we were in Lwatla, which is up there in the Northern Cape, doing our Fasbyt cursus before you could get your rank. You had to do this course. And 2 weeks out in the Northern Cape desert there, that was the first time in my life that I really understood something about what it is to be thirsty. Mm. You know, we got one little bottle of water that would last us, you know, sometimes 2 days, and out of that you had to drink your water, and of course, you know, if you wanted to cook or anything, you used that as well. And water was a really, really sort of a scarce commodity. And so I remember them saying to us, put a stone in your mouth, you know, if you're really thirsty, because that will generate some saliva and at least you won't experience the thirst. Now, that strong desire is what Jesus is talking about here. Those who want a world set right, who long to see the world set right from the perspective of God, and who hunger and thirst for it, who experience this deep longing, they will experience happiness. They will be blessed. Now, the two individuals that we focus on yesterday and today, or Tuesday and today, Mother Teresa and Oscar Schindler, they're remarkable because these were two individuals who went beyond what was comfortable, beyond what was ordinary. So we know the story of Mother Teresa, a young woman who experienced a call within a call. She was called to ministry and service, and within that specifically to care for the poorest of the poor, the dying on the streets of Calcutta. And, you know, she really devoted her life to that. We know from, you know, more recent work that she was a person who really struggled with her faith. You know, throughout this, she really questioned, oh, my goodness, how is it possible that people could suffer so much? Why doesn't God just change the world and make things better? And part of that suffering was tempered by this notion of hunger and thirst for righteousness. Oscar Schindler, of course, was a different person. You know, he was a member of the Nazi Party, the German National Socialist Party, from Czechoslovakia. And when he had the opportunity to take over Jewish-owned businesses, he did that. But suddenly he was awakened to what was happening to the Jews, you know, that literally thousands of people were being taken off the streets and sent to extermination camps. And so he turned his life from profit, from self-enrichment, towards spending every single cent that he had to try and save as many Jewish people that he could, to bring them firstly to his factories and later even just blatantly bribing officials to save Jews. And we know that today there are more than 7,000 Jewish people around the world who are alive because he saved their families. So, Brad, I was really struck by this today. I have to say, I'm not so sure that I often hunger and thirst for a world set right. I hunger and thirst for all sorts of other things, recognition and comfort and wealth and prestige, but I'm not sure for a world set right. And so I'm really praying. I'm saying, Lord, would you give me that hunger and thirst? It's a dangerous thing to pray, but the Lord's promise is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So I know that this is what God wants from me. And maybe there are some of our listeners today who experience the same.
Yeah, maybe, Dion, we feel the problems are too big and we think, what difference can I make? And so maybe that could be one of the reasons. Maybe we just say, it's not for me. I can't see how I could possibly make a difference. I mean, Mother Teresa, everyone in the world probably heard her name. They might have heard it, not even know who she was, but they heard it. What am I going to do here in my little slice of the world, actually? Do you think maybe that's a reason why we don't even hunger or thirst for change, because we don't imagine we could be an agent for change?
Brad, I think you've put your finger on it. I think that is one of the things. You know, some of us think, look, I'm not destined for greatness. I know who I am. But just remember this. I mean, particularly in the case of Mother Teresa, she didn't start out being a well-known, you know, highly regarded person. She literally started out one day just by going onto the street, finding someone who was absolutely destitute, and just being with them, just meeting their very, very basic needs, you know, helping them to spend those last hours of their lives in dignity, you know, caring, praying, providing water, food. So, you know, very often I think that the greatness comes just from being faithful in the little things.
Got to start somewhere, and we could all make a difference. I think we'd be surprised how many people in our world, and how where we go and what we do every single day, without even having to step out further than our normal little ecosystems, Dion. There's enough work to be done. Now we just need to develop the hunger or the thirst for righteousness in that area, and it begins with us and the prayer that Dion was talking about. Thanks, Dion. We so appreciate your time this morning and hanging out with us. We so enjoy it. Have yourself a really great day and enjoy your time if you step into the big red potato.
Yeah, thanks very much. Another rule of paper. Have a blessed day, Brad. Chat again next week.
Bye, Dion.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.